It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together. I brought you some pictures to see today. They remind me of different times when I was in different places, with different people. Could you tell me where I was when this picture was taken? See the steps going up there and the wallpaper? Does that remind you of Mr. and Mrs. McFeely's house? That's me, because that's where I was sitting, right on their steps. Let's take the others to the kitchen. I want to try to arrange them on a paper. Thinking about having them framed. I put that one there. I'll show you the others. Here's one of Lady Aberlin. Mr. and Mrs. McFeely. Here's one with two more people. Chef Brockett and Mr. Rogers. Remember that day when we left the note on the door for Al Warden? You know who that is? Bob Trow. Mr. McFeely. Oh, here's one I like very well. Three people in this one. Mr. McFeely, Mr. Clemens, and Mr. Negri. Here's another one with three people. You know who they are? Audrey cleans everything. Mr. Rogers. Mr. Horn, the plumber. Remember this day when Al Warden came to visit? Where was this picture taken? Right here. Mm-hmm. I was sitting in this chair, and where was Al Warden sitting? In this chair. I think I'll just ask Bob Trow if he could help me frame these. Because it takes an artist's eye, you know, to place them on the page just right. Now, he wouldn't put them that way, but we could see how he might put them. You know, he might arrange them in a way that looked very artistic. So we'll go to see Bob Trow. Better call him first. Go to see Bob Trow. Go to Trow. Bob, it's Fred Rogers. Would you be able to help us frame some pictures? Yes, I'd like a lot of different pictures in one frame. Okay. Fine, we will. Thank you. He said, just bring them over. We'll see what we can do. So let's take them to Bob Trow's and see what we can do. Come on.
Come on in, friend Fred.
Well, here they are, Bob.
Good.
Mr. Hey, McFeely.
Excuse me. Don't set them there yet. I didn't get a chance to clean this up. Pardon me. I started to frame another one here. Eric Kloss?
Oh, yes.
Johnny Costa? Remember that picture?
I remember in their jazz band. Doesn't he play a beautiful saxophone?
They're excellent musicians, all of them. Now, just let me put this card down here.
Now, you see, I think framing one single one like that wouldn't be so difficult. But to try to put all of these together in one picture, have to have some kind of an order.
It is a
little
tougher.
One of you.
Yeah.
These are different neighbors, you see. There. I've been trying to arrange them all different ways. Which way would you put them?
Well, what you want to do is try to... You don't want to put the two big ones together because that makes it too heavy down this side. So you have to balance them. Maybe you would put the picture of you right here and then this other heavy one or bigger one in this corner.
I see.
Okay? Then we work on the little ones. Let's put this little guy right down in here. And maybe put that little one there. And maybe here. But you just have to sort of play around with it till you get it just the way you want it. Some may work and some may not. Now, see, that's not too good because this is out too far. Mm-hmm. It should be kind of square. So we'll maybe stick this one up in this corner. And then maybe that way. And let's switch these two once and see how it looks.
Good.
Yeah, now that kind of balances. You like that?
Very much.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Boy. Now, what kind of a frame would you put on that?
Well, this is kind of a favorite type of molding that I like to use. Mm-hmm. You like that?
Yeah, I'd like it a little darker, though.
Well, afterward I could stain it or paint it before we actually put the picture in there. Now, here's a piece I cut on an angle. I was starting with that. And it would fit, like, right here, you see? And that slides up in there. And the other piece fits in here. So we can just show you what we'll do there. See, because it doesn't fit this way, right?
No.
So what we'll have to do is cut that on an angle. So let's see. We'll put it in the miter box, please. This is the miter box. Now, we want to cut that on an angle this way, so we'll just...
You sure it'll be long enough?
Yeah, we'll just take it. Oh, yeah, we have plenty of room. We can measure after we make the first cut. So, let's put a mark right here. See, that mark has to line up with that slot so that it's at the right place.
Well, you mean you saw it across like that?
Right. Now, if you'll hold this for me right on this side, away from the saw. Good. Just till we get her started. Now we're lined up.
Okay.
Well, my thumb is way out of the way so it doesn't get cut. Should fit there, like so.
Boy, that's perfect.
Like that cut. And this would be...
Can you bring that in like that?
Mounted right in there.
And can you do it to this corner?
Each corner, right.
That should look very nice.
Now, if you want a mat, let's see, I have some mat board somewhere. Yeah. This is a mat board that we can border. We can cut a hole out of this board, and then the pictures will have another lighter color around them, see? And that'll be like this frame, and it'll be the wooden frame.
Very nice.
If you want it done that way.
Sure.
Now, I know you're busy, and what I can do is surprise you. When I get this done, and I'll get that one done, and bring them both over to you.
Like to see them. Thank you very much, Bob.
Okay, Fred.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bob Turner's how to make those pictures look so good all together like that. Yeah, well, he's done a lot of framing. You know, using a saw like that takes a grown-up, and it also takes practice. Let's get the trolley and have some make-believe. Okay, trolley. Let's think about Bob Dog in the neighborhood of make-believe. You know, he was a good friend of Queen Sarah long before Prince Tuesday was born. How do you think he feels about Prince Tuesday every once in a while? Well, let's just pretend about that. And let's have Lady Aberlin have a camera that takes pictures, too. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
And it would really be a pleasure for me, Bob Dog, but I just can't do it now.
Well, couldn't you just spare just a few minutes to play with me?
I really am sorry, but I have to give Prince Tuesday his bath.
You never seem to have any time for me anymore.
I am sorry, but let's plan to be together after I give him his bath.
Bath, Bob Dog. You don't have any time. Prince Tuesday always needs a bath.
Look what I have, Bob Dog.
What is it?
It's my new camera. It finally came.
It's nice.
You want to see how it works? Look, you just look through this little part. It's a viewfinder, so you can find the view. And then you focus with this, and you press this button. And that's all there is to it. I know. I'll take your picture. Stand right there. Could you just try to look a little happier? Got you in focus now. Oh, okay. That's it. Hold it. There.
How long does it take?
Three thoughts.
I've
just got two, so here's my third one.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, terrific.
Nice. Now you take one of me.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yes, you can do
it.
Just try. Mm. Takes a little practice, that's all.
All right.
Okay, ready? That's a little too low, I think, Bob Dog. Try it up a little bit. That's a little too high.
Bring okay.
It down just a little bit.
Is this all right?
It looks to me.
Okay, hold it.
Ready?
Wait till I think the three thoughts. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, that's perfect.
It is perfect. I have an idea. Why don't we see if we can take the royal family's picture?
They probably wouldn't have any time for us.
Well, why don't we call Miss Polificate and find out?
All right.
Sure. Hello, Miss Polificate? Yes, it's Lady Aberlin and Bob Dog here. We were wondering if we could make an appointment to see the royal family today. Oh, she's just finishing giving Prince Tuesday his bath. Oh, that would be fine. We'll come in 15 then. Thanks a lot, Miss Polificate. Well, Uncle Friday could see us now, but Aunt Sarah is just finishing giving Prince Tuesday his bath. So why don't we wait 15? Want to count?
No, I don't want to count. I don't even know whether I want to go.
Oh, come on. Float over on a 15.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Aberlin, Bob Dog, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday. Uncle Friday,
Aunt Sarah, Prince Tuesday. I have a new camera, and I'd like to take your royal picture.
Oh, what a splendid idea.
Very fitting. Are we the first ones to have our pictures taken with the new camera?
Well, not quite, Uncle Friday. You see, first I took one picture of Bob Dog, and then he took one picture of me. But it was just to see that the camera was working properly.
Of course.
So, let's see, Bob Dog, why don't you just stand over by Aunt Sarah, and...
Bob Dog?
Why don't you come over by Aunt Sarah?
Well, I think I'd just rather stay over here.
Oh, all right. Cheerful, everybody. Ready?
Yes.
There.
Oh, good.
Okay. Aunt Sarah, would you think three thoughts, please?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
All right. Oh,
that's lovely.
Yes, very good.
My turn.
Here we are, all of us together.
Here you are, Bob Dog.
A nice camera.
Oh, yes.
Don't worry, I know you can do it.
Does Bob Dog know how to use that camera, too?
Oh, yes, Aunt Sarah, I taught him.
Why, good for you, Bob Dog.
Great. Three thoughts.
See this picture.
Oh.
I say, there is something wrong here.
Why, it's just you two.
Oh, you just didn't get all four of us in the shot, Bob Dog. Try again. Never mind, here. There you go. Okay.
Yeah.
Once more.
All right.
Now we'll see.
This one will surely be.
I thought you said he knew how to use this camera. He's gone and left them out again.
Oh, well, Uncle Friday, he's just learning, you know.
Well...
And it takes a lot of practice. Try one more time, Bob Dog.
Let's try it one more time, then, but once more is all.
Here goes.
Now, let's see.
Now, I've had enough of this nonsense. Let's get someone over here that knows how to use this camera. Bob Dog, I'm afraid you'll have to practice somewhere else.
I just don't understand it. He took a perfect picture of me.
Well, it's obvious he doesn't know how to take one anymore. That's a...
Oh, Friday. I don't think that's the problem, you all. I think he knows how to take one.
Well, what is the problem?
I don't think he wants Prince Tuesday and me to be in the picture. Isn't that right, Bob Dog?
Hey, what's the matter?
Bob Dog and I have a little problem we have to work out, Lady Evelyn.
Well, I'd be happy to take Prince Tuesday for a little bit.
Oh, that would be fine. Thank you. He's had his bath, and I'm sure he'll be pleased to be with you. Bob Dog, you and I need a little special time together.
Special time? With you? Right now?
Right now, Bob Dog. I'm glad to have a time with just you. Did you think taking care of Prince Tuesday takes so much time that you weren't important to me anymore? Well, you were important to me even before Prince Tuesday was born. Now I'm Prince Tuesday's mother, and I try to take good care of him. But I need you, too. You'll always be important to me, Bob Dog.
Stay right there, Queen Sarah. I'll show you a picture I can take.
Bob Dog really loves Queen Sarah. And it's very hard to share when you love people so much. You know, when you're thinking about things like that, sometimes it helps to draw or paint or sing. I think I'll just do some finger painting. You know, you might be able to use a cookie sheet. Could do that. Then you have a frame already. Let's try that. Bob Dog, isn't it? Queen Sarah's crown. Important thing is to make just what you feel like making and to take your time. I like to take my time, I mean, when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to finger paint, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you and everything I do. I like to take my time, I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up, and so I like to take my time. I'm gonna write a word for you on here. One more. These are picture words. Hello. That's why they're called finger paints. They're paints that get on your finger. Oh, there's somebody at the door. I'll be right there. Just a minute. Let's get there. Whoever it is, we can show them. It's Bob Drew. Hello.
Hello. Hello to you, Fred. And surprise.
Hey, that's nice. Beautiful. Look at all those pictures together. Aren't you proud of that?
I certainly am. Notice the cuts that we made?
Yes.
You started? Nice
really
and straight.
Really fit in beautifully.
Yeah, I am kind of proud of that.
Look, we have a frame, too, with it. It was just a cookie pan.
Oh, I thought you had it framed by someone else.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, this is the one I did for myself of Eric, Johnny, and Joe.
Oh, yeah. Joe and Bob and Eric and Mike and John.
Mm-hmm.
I like their music.
Yeah.
And I like your work, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I pay you for it?
No, don't worry about it. I'll send you a bill, Fred.
Good. Thanks for your help.
You bet. See you later.
Bye-bye, Bob.
So long.
He should be proud of that. Shows what an artist he is.
Yep.
It's about time for me to go. But we'll have more things to do tomorrow. More ideas, you and I. Such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when tomorrow's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know, grown-ups sometimes like to carry pictures of their children around with them in their pockets. Did your mother or dad like to carry a picture of you when you were smaller? It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back tomorrow to say hello to you. Bye. I like you just the way you are.
People of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.